Hi, my name is Estefania Gonzalez.
Gonzalez discusses her works La Esencia de Chachiutlicue, Preparando el Sacrificio, and La Esencia de Chachiutlicue, La Confluencia.
La Esencia de Chachiutlicue, Preparando el Sacrificio, is a video work exploring personal history, cultural identity, and water sacredness through Chachiutlicue, the Aztec water goddess. This piece is set at the confluence of the Rio Verde and Rio Salado in Arizona, symbolizing Nepantla, a Nahuatl concept meaning the in-between. The word resembles the experiences often felt by Latinx people navigating combined cultures. The merging waters represent the tension and complexity of growing up between two worlds, reflecting the blending of identities and fluidity of cultural experiences. The work draws on Mexican hair traditions, where long hair is both a beauty symbol and an object of deep admiration. A key inspiration is a photograph of my godmother shaving my head as a baby, a ritual believed to promote strong, thick hair growth. This personal experience reflects broader cultural practices where hair is treated with immense care and devotion. In the video, I brush my hair in a ritualistic preparation, offering it to Chachiutlicue. In La Esencia de Chachiutlicue, La Confluencia, the essence of Chachiutlicue, the confluence, within several of the vessels on the floor, I have left my hair as an offering. This act goes beyond simple grooming. It's a sacred ritual acknowledging the resources, time, energy, and especially water involved in these traditions. Given Arizona's water crisis and often stagnant water regulations, this ritual serves as both an offering and a critique, highlighting the paradox of honoring water where its conservation is precarious. The confluence's location, pictured in the video and here on the floor, is not just symbolic but historically significant. The Hohokam people, who created an extensive irrigation system here, remind us of the importance of respecting both land and water. By honoring Chachiutlicue, this work also acknowledges the lessons from these predecessors and contemporary indigenous communities about living harmoniously with our planet. My work reflects on the interconnections between personal identity, cultural practices, and our relationship with natural resources, especially water. It challenges us to consider how we honor and conserve the elements that sustain us, bridging ancient wisdom with contemporary environmental concerns.